The Yukon Quest goes primetime on German TV this weekend. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, a two-part public television documentary is scheduled to broadcast to a large audience.
The Yukon Quest program airs over the Easter holiday, Sunday and Monday evenings on ARD, the largest national TV network in Germany. ARD producer Dagmar Havestad in Los Angeles says the documentary will show in a high-profile spot with large viewership.
The Easter weekend, and people are, you know, in their families and they're at home and they have a holiday. So you have an adult audience anywhere between 5 to 8 million.
Havestad says Germans have a big appetite for the wilderness and adventure of the Yukon Quest.
Germany is a pretty highly densely populated area. There's hardly any big wilderness out there. So the Germans yearn for the open spaces, and they have a particular fondness of Northern America and the Yukon and Alaska and that last wild adventure that you can live there. So they are particularly drawn to a story like that.
Havestad says awareness of sled dog racing has increased in Germany since Governor Sarah Palin's run for the vice presidency last fall.
Funnily aware more of those races because the husband of the Republican candidate for vice president is known to run races. I don't think people in Germany understand he's not doing dog sled races, but, you know, iron dogs. But somehow that has put sled dog or racing with sleds and sled dogs on the public radar.
Havestad says the Yukon Quest garnered extra attention this winter because German emigre Sebastian Schnulle won the race. The ARD Quest documentary features footage shot along the trail during the 2009 race and primarily focuses on the stories of frontrunners Hugh Neff and William Cleeden, another German.
Es ist das härteste Hundeschlittenrennen der Welt.
Den Schlitten unbeschadet darüber.
Havestad says the program documents the Yukon Quest experience as it happened without any of the staged elements of reality TV shows. Quest Alaska director Tanya Simpson says the high-profile documentary represents an opportunity to grow support for the race.
We're really, you know, pleased and excited as an organization to see the coverage that took place and certainly the publicity and the exposure that can be generated from this in the European market.
It's unclear if the German Quest documentary will show in North America, but Havestad says it's possible a subtitled version will be entered into U.S. film festivals. The Yukon Quest saw unprecedented attention from video producers this year. Two other documentaries filmed along the race trail are in the works, including productions by a Canadian TV station and one by University of Alaska Fairbanks journalism students. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.